What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Early Risers Podcast. This is Thursday Thoughts. I hope you enjoy. What's up, everybody? Skylar Deem here, founder of Early Risers, where we teach you how to build habits to increase your happiness, win each day, and create a life that you're proud of. Habits are a very difficult thing to really play around with. You know, obviously anyone who's had a bad habit before knows how difficult it is to break it. Obviously anyone who's tried to build a habit before knows how difficult it is to build it. And in this video, I want to introduce a concept that can really help you with breaking those bad habits. And this concept is called friction. Now, if you've ever been in a science class before, you've probably heard the term. And the whole idea is friction is something that creates resistance. So friction is something that when two things come in contact with each other, one will help the other stop moving as fast. There's this law that maybe you remember that objects in motion stay in motion unless acted upon by some outside force. So if there is no outside force on this planet, if there is no friction or anything along those lines, and you were to go outside and roll a bowling ball on the street, that bowling ball would never ever stop. But what actually happens, obviously, is there's friction. And even if there's nothing in the way, even if there's no wall or something to stop that ball, that friction on the ground will slowly eventually make that ball stop. So when we have these bad habits, basically they're these things that stay in motion. They're these things that are part of our routine that we consistently and constantly are doing. But when we create friction in our life, it's something that allows that bad habit to come to a halt. It allows us to do it less or completely break it in general. Now, when it comes to bad habits, there's usually two different reasons that these habits are bad. And that is either because they waste your time or they waste your money. Now, obviously, there's a lot of reasons why we don't do those bad habits besides those two things. But those two things are usually the two broad categories that these bad habits can be thrown in. And when we talk about friction, we're talking about making it more difficult to do these things. So there's two ways you can do that. If a bad habit takes up time, you want to take 10 times the amount of the time it normally takes to get to that habit. So for example, if you walk into the kitchen and you grab your junk food, and every time you get stressed out, you grab this junk food, and all it takes is just to walk to a kitchen, and that takes 30 seconds. You want to make it over 10 times more long to get to that point. So just as that example, don't keep junk food in your house. And then instead of just 30 seconds to the kitchen cupboard, you now have to drive all the way to the grocery store. You know, imagine every single time you had to check Facebook, you had to walk out of your house to the local library. You couldn't drive. You had to walk there. Once you got there, you weren't going to be sure if there's a line. But you get there, there's a line. You have to wait in line. And then every minute you're on that computer, you pay $10. You're going to log off Facebook. You're never going to use Facebook again because that's taking up so much of your time and so much of your money, and it's just not going to be worth it. So there's those two categories, time and money. And if something costs money and that's a bad habit for you, you need to make sure it costs 10 times the amount of money if that's the issue that you're dealing with. So for example, if you're smoking and smoking has become super expensive for you and you want to stop, every single time you buy a pack of cigarettes, maybe you put 10 times the amount of what they cost in a jar. And at the end of the month, you donate that jar to a charity that you don't approve of. You know, friction is taking these things, time and money, and making it that much more difficult for you to do those bad habits. So this can be applied to pretty much any habit ever. There is some way or shape that you can include things in your life to increase the amount of time or increase the amount of money. So let's say, for example, another one, that you want to cut back your social media usage. Okay, so the first thing I can recommend is delete your apps so you don't even have the apps. If you don't want to delete the apps, maybe log out of the apps. You know, maybe on Facebook, you delete the Facebook app, but you use it on the internet. And when you open your web browser, you're logged out of Facebook, so you have to actually log in. And if you want to take it a step further, maybe you change your password to a super long and complicated password that you've written down and you've put, you know, in your desk deep, deep under a bunch of stuff. So every time you want to log into Facebook, you have to dig through your desk, find this paper, take the time to actually enter every single character in your password, then you log in. Maybe you want to quit pressing the snooze button, right? This is a big one. People struggle with that because it takes up a lot of their time. So how do you make it more difficult to press the snooze button? Okay, so you remove the snooze button from your phone. So now every time, instead of pressing snooze, you have to completely reset your alarm. So swipe up, open it, reset it, save it, then go back to bed. Or maybe instead of just rolling over and pressing snooze, you put your phone across the room. So now you have to get out of bed, you have to walk over, then you have to reset your phone. Whenever you encounter these bad habits, whenever you have these things that you want to break, how can you make it more difficult for you to get to that habit, for you to perform that habit? How can you make it more expensive for you to perform that habit? And really associate with what matters to you. You know, if you're super rich and money's not an issue, obviously paying 10 times the amount a cup of coffee isn't going to be that big of a deal for you if you're addicted. So maybe make it more difficult in the time sense. Or if you have a lot of free time, but maybe not a lot of money, make it the opposite. Make it more expensive for you to perform these habits. Always have some form of accountability when you're doing this as well. Because obviously when it comes to money especially, or even time, when you're doing these things, sometimes you kind of talk yourself out of it. It's like, you know what, I said I was going to pay 10 times more the amount of this cup of coffee, but no one will know, no one will care. I'll skip it this once, next time I'll get back on track. But if you have the accountability and you stick to this, that's what's going to help you follow through and help you be successful with this. So right now I'm really urging you, if you have the time, take time to write out habits in your life that you want to break. Any bad habit that you can think of. And then just order them in least detrimental to most detrimental. And when you have that list and you've ordered them, take the most detrimental one and figure out, you know, how can I break this? What friction can I use in my life to really make this more difficult to do? And if you keep at it, obviously you're going to have failures. Obviously you're going to have times where no matter how much time it takes you, you can just completely override that. You know, if you want to quit hitting snooze and you want to wake up early and you decide, okay, to make it more difficult, I'm going to have someone fly me out to Alaska every single time I wake up. If you really, really wanted to, you could come back from Alaska and go straight back to bed. Obviously, that's an exaggeration, but the fact of the matter is that you will have times where you fail. And when you fail, you got to learn from it. You got to figure out, okay, why didn't the friction work this time? How can I add more friction to make it even more difficult? And if you stick to it long enough and you go through this process and you're determined enough, you will be successful. With all that being said, I'm urging you, include some friction in your life. Try to break these habits that you impulsively have. You know, if you're impulsively checking your phone, do something about it. If you're impulsively snacking or sleeping in or something, do something about it. Now is the time to take action. You're not getting any younger. And if you do, you're going to be very happy that you did. If you're watching this or if you're on somewhere where you can, leave a comment letting me know what you think. Leave a comment of some of your bad habits and just brainstorm what you can do and leave that comment down below or to the side or wherever it is because I want to hear. I want to hear your ideas. I want to hear what you're trying to accomplish and I'd be really interested in promoting your success. But with all that being said, you know I appreciate you as always. Keep killing it and I'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much for listening to this week's Thursday Thoughts. I appreciate you. I will be sure to talk to you next time. And make sure that, as always, you keep killing it. Take care.